Next up on the show, there's a horse player I want you all to meet. You heard us last week talking fairly extensively about the Open Stable product and specifically the Epicenter Legendary Racing Prospect NFT. Well, the next guest is involved with the project as a consumer of said product. And he had a very interesting experience I think folks will enjoy hearing about. We welcome now to the In the Money airwaves, Randy McLeod. Randy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. Awesome to be on.
Let me ask you this. How did you find about the project in the first place?
Good question. So I always wanted to get, you know, into the NFT side of things, but I'm like, you know, what do I buy? I'm not going to buy some stupid picture or something and have it not be, you know, worth anything and worth my time, really. So I ended up, I got an email from Open Stable probably, I don't know, it seems like maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I'm like, wow, this is a perfect opportunity to get into this space. And I'm like, yeah, why not? I think Echo Zulu was the first horse that I bought. And then I think Epicenter was second. And I just said, well, this is great. I own NFTs. I own kind of like part of a horse maybe, you know? So that was it, you know? And everything else fell into place from there.
Very cool. So you decided to get involved. I'm sure you were attracted by the idea that this wasn't just a theoretical digital asset, but collected to the real world. And that's where your story from this past weekend that I want you to tell comes in. You were starting to tell me off air how it progressed from there.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I live about an hour and 15 minutes from Saratoga, and I've never gone to the Traverse before. Always wanted to go, just really, you know, just never panned out. So I get an email from Open Stable that says, hey, you, if you sign up for this giveaway, you'll be able to get paddock passes and a chance to be in the winner's circle. And I said, well, I really can't pass this opportunity up. To me, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I said, hey, I'll give it a shot. So I signed up for it. And then I started looking for people that wanted to go. Couldn't find anybody that wanted to go. I probably searched for probably, you know, 15 or 20 friends. And everyone's got something going on in the summertime, as you know. And I had one friend that's like, oh, absolutely. I've never even been to Saratoga before. I said, well, this is perfect. We're going. If we get these paddock passes or we don't, we're still going. So we really didn't know if we want them until about 9:30 on Friday. I get the email from Open Stable and Lauren over there, and it was unbelievable. She's like, you won the passes. I'm like, this is amazing. So that's how it basically all started, you know?
That's great. I want to hear all about your day. First of all, you shouldn't have had to go 15 or 20 deep, though, to find somebody to go to the Traverse with. You may need better friends. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually already looking at new friends right now. we'll try to figure that out.
Tell me about the day. When did you make contact with the team and what all happened?
Yeah, so we found out, you know, that I won, and I'm like, I know what the paddock is. I've never really been inside the paddock, you know. So for me, I'm like, I think this is a pretty big deal. But I don't know, you know, much about it. Like, do you sit in there? You know, what do you really do? Had no clue. So my buddy and I get there around 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, everyone told us to get there super early. But the track wasn't that packed. So I was kind of surprised we got in so quickly. But so I get in. And we go and we sit down, and I'm communicating with Lauren from Open Stable. And then Brian over there, great guy, gives me a text and a call and says, hey, I'll be there around, 4 o'clock, and you can come and get your paddock passes. I'm like, all right, that's great. So sat there with my buddy, had a few beers, of course. And he asked me, he goes, so, you know, did you pay for grandstand tickets? Like, how did you get in? I go, I just paid for general admission. And he's like, you only paid for general admission. So we ended up walking into the grandstand area. We got, you know, we went into there first, just so I was ready if the horse, you know, if Epicenter won. And so, you know, we meet Brian at 5 o'clock. I get the passes, and I'm walking around this place like I'm royalty. I think I'm the only one in there, Peter, without a sports jacket on, because that's one thing I didn't know. I mean, I looked it up, and my wife was like, you need to wear a sports jacket. So I said, oh, hell, I'll bring one with me. But forgot to bring it in. So you know, we're the only two guys in there with no sports jackets on. But that's fine. No one seemed to really care. And the funny part about this is that so we're in the paddock area, and I didn't realize that the race was going to start so quickly, right? So my buddy John, who I'm with, he ends up going to the bathroom and he rushes out and I'm like, the race is going on right now. So we run down to the track area and the race was over. And I'm like looking for people. I'm like, who won? And this guy goes, oh, the number 6 won. And I'm like, oh my God, Epicenter won. So now I get a chance to be
in. You're telling me you missed the Travers for a bathroom break?
I wasn't in the bathroom. I was waiting for my buddy thinking, hey, you know, it's not going to go off right away. These races always take a little bit of time. Yeah, not the case. So now we're like, I go, dude, we have to get down to the winner's circle, right? So I just book it. I don't even know where my friend is. I just take off, right? So I take off. I somehow get onto the track. I get into the winner's circle. My buddy John's already there with Brian. Brian's waving me in. Come on, come on, come on. So I get in there. We take our pictures. And again, just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that without this company, without this NFT, I don't have a chance to do this at all. And so I was just so appreciative of everything that they did for me. And, you know, the best part of this story is too, Peter. So after the race, I follow, and I don't know who they are, must be the owners, could be anybody, into this secret room that I've never seen in Saratoga before. And I just walk right in because, you know, I'm
a team. This is a deserved part of the experience, right?
Yeah, this is my horse, you know. So I get in there. I've got my Epicenter pin on, and right before we get into this private room, I kind of stop, right? Because I don't know who these people are, and I don't know if they're going to look at me and be like, "What are you doing in here?" Right? So I kind of just wait, and this older lady, comes up to me, and she sees my Epicenter pin, and she's like, "Oh my God, I love your pin!" And I'm like, "I know, wasn't it great that he won? Everything's awesome." So I go into this room, and I'm drinking champagne with all these people, not having a clue who they are, no idea.
had you ditched Brian and Lauren at this point? They were you just got sort of swept along with the flow?
I just got swept along with that. I had no idea where Brian was. My buddy followed me in, and you know, we're just sitting in this room, and I go, okay. It was like 20 minutes after drinking some of the champagne, and I go, we should probably get out of here before, you know, it's too late. So we ended up just leaving and just, you know, being on a high for ever since then. It's just absolutely amazing.
I got to hear more about what's going in your mind as you have this surreal experience and you're walking into the Saratoga Winner's Circle.
I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't really win too often at anything. So, you know, just, my mind is blown. It's like, why am I here? I should not be here. I gave a call to my buddies that are big horse racing guys, and they're like, what do you mean you're going into the paddock? What do you mean you're in the winner's circle? You're at the Travers and you're taking pictures in the winner's circle? I'm like, oh yeah. And you know, I'm in this private room too. And they're like, what's going on? And then I called my buddy today. I'm like, oh, I just wanted to let you know. And Peter Fontelli called me up and we're going to be doing a podcast. And he's like, you're what? So even all my friends are like, who are you? You're like, you're this different man all of a sudden after one day of being at the Travers.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's great stuff. And we're thrilled to have you on and have you share that experience. I think it gives a good insight into the type of experiences available to you that are being provided by OpenStable. I assume it's a product and a collectible that you would recommend.
Oh, absolutely. And I just got the Jim Dandy trophy. Digital trophy, and I thought it looked spectacular. I texted Brian yesterday. I said, this thing looks awesome. He's like, yeah, just wait for the Travers one.
There'll be another one coming. You got to get the physical win photo. Have you put in for that? Have you started that process?
No, not at all. What do I need to do for that?
Brian will sort you out, I bet. Nice. I mean, I think it's as simple as, you know, reaching out to the track photographer, and, you know, that'll be another nice thing to have on the, you sound like someone who, this is a day you're going to want to remember. And I think having that on your mantle might help.
Oh my God. Yes. I don't think that I will ever forget this moment.
Never. Fantastic. I will ask you for the basic stats I love to get for everybody who comes on the airwaves for their first time, how old you are, where you live in the world, and what you do for a living.
Yeah. So 46 years old. I'm out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And I'm actually the IT director for a school system here in Massachusetts.
Very cool. Well, Randy, I'm so glad you've had a good experience with OpenStable. Folks who want to get involved can learn more. OpenStable.io. Lots of great opportunities coming up, not just on the horse side, but also with the Jocksroom project we've been talking about. You'll find all the information over there. You can also look at Jocksroom. That's Jocks with a Z. Room.io and check it out. If you have questions, reach out to the team over there or holler at me. Happy to point you in the right direction. Randy, hope to have you on again soon. Maybe we'll get you playing some contests. You can win one of those. I want to see your name on the leaderboard in our Horse Player Happy Hour game on Thursday.
That would be amazing.
You game to participate? I'll send you all, if you're not already involved, I'll send you all the details. That'd be a lot of fun. But really appreciate your help and your time today.
That's great. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you to the guys at OpenStable. It was just, like I said, an amazing experience, and I appreciate every moment of it.